In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Jesus just tells Louisa, and this is volume 18, November 12th, 1925, that she is the head of this mission, and the good that pertains to that mission is enclosed in Louisa, so that Louisa can communicate that to us. And that's what we're doing. Who is the one who possesses this gift? It is Louisa Picaretta. And this, what is the gift? It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And now God wants us to participate in this. So the more that we read, the more that we're attentive to reading, studying, and putting into practice the book of heaven, the happier we're going to be and the happier God is going to be. So Jesus says how necessary it is that one who must be the head should enclose in himself all the good in which the others must participate. So it is with you, Louisa, my daughter, since I, Jesus, have called you as the head of a special mission, more than a new Adam. Now, these are the words of Jesus. More than a new Adam. He says, it is not a matter of human sciences, but of the science of sciences, which is my most holy divine will. He says, it's the science all of heaven. So what we're going to enter into is a new beginning. We have the sciences, but the one science that isn't studied is the science of heaven, all of heaven. A lot of humans spend many, many decades focusing on becoming a specialty in the sciences, the human sciences. Jesus is now saying, I want you to begin to have a specialty in the science all of heaven. So this is why he has given us the book of heaven. This is why when you read the book of heaven, you're so happy. You're so happy because Jesus is revealing these treasures, these secrets, these blessings that he wants to fill us with. So he says this. And so it's not a matter of human sciences, but of the science of sciences, sciences, which is my holy divine will, which is the science all of heaven. I, Jesus, want you, Louisa, to enclose in yourself all the seeds of my divine will, all that they contain. And in many acts, for us, all the acts that you, Louisa, will do in the divine will. So it's not just to be aware of this, but for everything that you're going to think, say, and do, for all the acts that you are going to do, Louisa, or what you will do in the divine will. He says, for however much knowledge you acquire, you will be, it will place you, Jesus says, you will place so many more rays of light in the sun of my divine will. So what does that mean? This sun, Jesus says, the sun is the reflection of the divine will. This sun brings these rays of light to humanity. Jesus says, this is Louisa. Louisa, because of what she has thought, said, and done, basically as the head of the human condition, more rays of light are of this sun of my divine will. This fullness of light is greater now because of Louisa. See, Jesus says that God needed a human as he needed Adam to bring this about. Okay. And then Jesus and Mary, the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary, the Son of God, the Mother of God, come to earth, they still had to breathe this into a human born of original sin, of fallen nature. So Jesus comes to redeem. Our Lady co-redeems with Christ on Calvary. And now what's happened? Louisa is the one who is going to do everything that we are going to follow. She, Jesus says, is the model that we're going to be molded after. So this is what God is asking. So he says, I, God, want to enclose in you, Louisa, all the seeds of my divine will, so that the many acts, for all the acts that you, Louisa, will do in the divine will. For however much knowledge you, Louisa, acquire. So she's, like I've said before, when you look at her books, her original books, her thumbprints are on the pages. She studied the Book of Heaven. She learned the Book of Heaven. She lived the Book of Heaven. And that's why Jesus is saying, you will place so many more rays of light of the sun of my divine will. These rays of light coming to us, the fullness of light will be greater there. It is better, now it is better to be able to diffuse itself for the good of all human generations in a manner that as they are struck by this fullness of light that's coming from where? That Louisa possesses. See, this is what Jesus breathed into Louisa as God breathed, the Ruah of God breathed into Adam. The Spirit of God, the Ruah of God is being breathed into Louisa by Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, to what? So Louisa can have this fullness of light, love, and life of Jesus and Mary. This love of God, this light of God, this fullness of God is breathed into Louisa. Why? So that we can know with more clarity the good that God's most holy divine will contains and what it means to live in the divine will and the great good that will enrich humanity. So here, the Lord, because of his great mercy and love and mystery, he's given this gift to us. And he's asking us to read the Book of Heaven. Why? To know more clearly the good that God's holy divine will contains, the means of how to live in the divine will, and the great good that will enrich all of humanity. And so he's begun this with Louisa, and now he wants to fill us with this. So he says, Louisa, my daughter, as it was in with redemption, so it will be with my divine will. So as God, as Jesus and Mary bring redemption to the earth, Jesus is the Redeemer. Our Lady was with Jesus on Calvary, co-redeeming with him. As God brings this redemption, he says, now it's going to be the same way. Now God is going to bring sanctification. How? The sanctification of Jesus and Mary, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary through Louisa to us. In order to make known, listen to what Jesus says, to make the divine will reign as prime act of life in humanity. So the prime act of life, this is what God wants to reign in us. This prime act of God, this single act of God, the fiat of God is going to reign in us. And it will be the completion of the human acts, Jesus says, that are necessary to bring this about. So God wants to share this gift with humanity as he shared it with Louisa. So the more that we learn about this gift, the more we will be able to possess it. That's what God wants. So he says, you also, Louisa, by my example and that of my celestial mother, Jesus and Mary, must embrace my own divine will and all the acts done in the Old Testament, all the acts done by the Queen of Heaven, and all those done by me, Jesus, those that are being done and will be done by all the good, by all the holy people, even to the ends of the days. So, Louisa, you've got to do this in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. In everyone, you, Louisa, will put your seal of the exchange of love, exchange of blessing, exchange of adoration, and with the sanctity and power of my most holy divine will. So listen to what Jesus is saying. All that Jesus and Mary possessed, they are now giving it to a human, the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will. And your seal, your authority, if you want to say, under you, Louisa, you're going to exchange this seal of love, blessing, adoration, and sanctity of what? Of the power of the most holy divine will. So he says, Louisa, nothing must flee from you. My divine will embraces everything. You, Louisa, must also embrace everyone and everything. This is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is what's coming upon the earth. Listen to what he says. Nothing must flee from you. And it's the same thing from us. Jesus wants us to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So my will, Jesus says, which my mother has as well, Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, embraces everything. So therefore, Louisa, you must embrace everyone and everything. You, Louisa, must put the divine will in the first place of honor upon all the acts of humanity. Every thought, every word, every deed. That alone is my divine will. So he's saying to us, look what I've done for Louisa. I want to do this for you as well. You who want this. He says, the divine will is for everyone. He says, but in reality, it's for only those who want it. Hopefully, we are the ones that want this gift. Hopefully, this is ours. So he says, it will be your coin, Louisa, your image on the coin, with which you, Louisa, will coin the image of my divine will in all the acts of all of humanity. So what's happening? It's Jesus is saying, what I have done, what my mother has done as the new Adam and the new Eve, you the newborn, the firstborn in the divine will, more than Adam. What does that mean? Adam didn't have Jesus as his Adam. He didn't have Mary as his Eve. See, this is, we're not going to only receive everything that Adam received when he was created, but all that Jesus and Mary. This is a double whammy. It's twice as much, well, it's much more than that, but it's like getting two for the price of one. It's not only everything that Adam possessed, but everything that Jesus and Mary possessed. He says, with your coin, you're going to be the image, Louisa. You're going to be the stamp, Louisa, with which you, Louisa, will coin the image of my divine will in all the acts of humanity. Think of that. Finally, Jesus says, finally, he says, I have a newborn. Finally, I have Louisa. Why? To take all that I have breathed, given to Louisa, all that my mother has breathed, given to Louisa, it's yours now. It's yours. Humanity has this, fallen humanity, even though we've been redeemed. We're not perfect yet. So this sanctification that's coming upon the earth is given to this newborn. And finally, Jesus says, with your image, with your stamp, you're going to put the image of my divine will in all of humanity. Do you see what's coming? Where Adam failed, a human, the Son of God comes, the Mother of God comes to redeem. And now 2,000 years later, Jesus says, now we have Louisa, the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will. And everything's going to be stamped, coined with the image of my divine will. The image of my divine will, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, in all the acts, all the thoughts, all the words, all the deeds of humanity. This is indeed is a glorious time to be alive. This is such an honor and a privilege to read the Book of Heaven, to have, to know Louisa, to know this newborn, this firstborn, this little one who didn't want to write anything down. But Jesus says, you must obey your confessor who says everything must be written. Because Jesus says, that's what I want. And that's what she did. She didn't want to write about who she was. She says, I'm nobody. I'm nothing. But what does Jesus say? You are the coin. You are the image. You are the stamp of the image of my divine will. And now you're going to bring this to all of humanity. So I'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, become divinely healed, knowing Louisa, going to Louisa, drawing ever closer to Jesus and Mary through Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.